Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Elevated Places with Dr. Ava Mahan. Dr. Ava is a gifted attorney, researcher, lecturer, and author of 5 books. She received her Juris Doctorate from Georgetown University in Washington, D.C., and is a member of the New York Bar Association. Dr. Ava has been featured in Essence magazine many times and was named by Essence as being one of America's most powerful black women. Join Dr. Ava every Thursday evening on Elevated Places, where you will hear a message that will provide you with the tools needed to repair and uplift the spirit, moral character, and living condition of the black man and woman. Our call-in number is 347-324-5091, or visit us on our radio show page at blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And now, here is your host, Dr. Ava Muhammad.
Assalamu alaikum. Peace be unto you all. Welcome back to Elevated Places. This is September 18th, 2014. And, of course, we are live on blogtalkradio.com/elevatedplaces. And as you know, Elevated Places is a forum where we talk about the issues of the day, the issues that matter to us. And we talk about things on a level and in a way that does not happen in so-called mainstream media. And, of course, what drives this program are you, the callers. So call us at 347-324-5091, 347-324-5091. Just a few hours ago, the news broke that there has been another shooting in another St. Louis suburb. Another black man is dead, and we're going to bring you the very latest that we have on that, talk about that tonight. But, of course, we know that separation is the best and only solution, and we are going to continue to experience this loss and this shock, this pain, this suffering, until we decide to go for self. The current edition of the Final Call newspaper, dated September 23rd, 2014, Jamaica welcomes Million Man March. We have already had a delegation go down to the island nation as we prepare for the Holy Day of Atonement, October 19th, in Kingston, Jamaica. And, of course, we will hear on the 19th of October from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, not only to the people of Jamaica, but to the people of the Caribbean, who are our people. Let us not forget that. So we have a lot to talk about tonight. There was a phenomenal event that took place this past weekend in Atlanta, Georgia, 20th anniversary of the historic women-only meeting, where the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan addressed 16,000 black women at the Georgia World Congress Center. And this message was for him to share his vision and inspire and empower the black women who ultimately were the force behind the Million Man March, where ultimately on the 16th of October, 1995, more than 2 million black men gathered at the mall in Washington, D.C. And this was not a gathering to beg. This was not a gathering to protest. This was a gathering of black men for a day of atonement and a message from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan of independence and self-sufficiency. There's been nothing like it in the United States before or since. And so we're going to be talking shortly with one of the organizers of that event who made it so successful, the regional captain of the Muslim women training class who represents the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Nation of Islam as the leader and teacher of all of the women in the southern region. And, of course, in our view, the Nation of Islam consists not only of those black people who are registered in the Nation of Islam, but all black people. We have a common ancestry, we have a common history, and we have a common experience. And the prophecy of Genesis, of our Exodus, was not exclusive, but inclusive of all of us. And so it is important in this day and hour to get the message of freedom, justice, equality, and our liberation out to our people. And so we're going to be joined by Sister Student Captain LaShonda Muhammad shortly. In the meantime, I am always happy to have my traveling colleague who is joining us on the phone tonight. He'll explain to us. I think he is in the nation's capital tonight, and he's going to bring us up to date. But he's moving. He's literally walking around, literally, in and out right now, trying to make sure he holds his reception on his phone and trying to hang in there the best he can. And I'm talking about the inimitable Brother Terrence Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum. Well, I'm doing fine, sir. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, you know, in the wonderful city, Washington, D.C., getting ready for a lot of things. I'll be here for a couple of weeks, got a lot of stuff going on, got a lot of stuff to share. So, yeah, everything's good with me. Just outside, like you said, literally walking around outside of bus boys and ports.
Yes, sir. So tell us some of the things that are coming up that we as the black community should be interested in.
Well, you know, it's very interesting that you did give that report about Ferguson, because I was at a meeting this afternoon, a quote-unquote off-the-record unofficial meeting with the White House staff today as it relates to the issues that are going on there in Ferguson. And, you know, it was a round table of, quote-unquote, the black leadership, Advancement Project, National Urban League, National Network, NAACP, you know, all those folks that, you know, are considered down for the black people. So it's interesting that conversation is still going on. And it always amazes me when I'm in these meetings and these rooms, after going through intense security. I wasn't even sure if I would get in with the last name Muhammad, but Secret Service and all those folks let me in. But the discussion is still going on. But, you know, I still don't hear the clarity, as I always hear from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, and what our theme of this show has been for such a long time is separation. It's almost sometimes someone may have mentioned that we have still been at the table dealing with some of the same issues for the last 15 years. We have legislated so much, but things still have not changed. So it's interesting, as I was, like I said, in this meeting today with the White House, it was very, very interesting. And I also would concur with you about Jamaica. Please get the latest edition of the Final Call newspaper and really go and delve into what's going to happen in the Caribbean, you know, the experience. And we thank our brother, student national assistant to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, Brother Ishmael. You know, we saw pictures of him down there meeting with a lot of the people in the area, student minister Brother David, Brother Hugh, and others that were down there, Brother Adama. So this is going to be a very grand event for those that can make it. You want to make sure that you get down to Jamaica. Also, I just got to say, on Twitter, on Facebook, it is blowing up. It is blowing up, and you do not want to miss this. Sister Ava is going to tell you more about what I'm going to say. But everywhere I look, I keep seeing this picture. And it's not of a beautiful sister in a natural hair, but it's of a book called Naturally Beautiful. Somebody just wrote and released a new book called Naturally Beautiful. I think it may be a Sister Ava. But everybody has been posting. You know, at one time, the sister was posting, you know, cover girl pictures. You know, I'm a cover girl. But now they're posting the book Naturally Beautiful, and they already start reading it and getting into it, and now everybody's trying to get their book. So we want to make sure that Dr. Ava gives you the information about how to get your personal book, that's her latest release, Naturally Beautiful. And also we do have, and I do want to put a shameless plug, that the Hip Hop Caucus, we are releasing an album called Home, Heal, Our Mother Earth, and we have a lot of artists on that. We're doing a release in D.C., and I'm just bringing that up because we have a lot of artists that are actually concerned about the earth and what's going on. For those that don't know that, you know, the artists are really involved in what's going on with climate, since there's a large climate change march in New York this Sunday. They're expecting 400,000 people to march for the planet. In this album, we got Neo, El Varner, Common, Raheem Devine that are speaking on these particular issues. So that's just something that's going on in our community on a larger scope. But last but not least, we do not want to forget today, I think is my days are mixed up. Today is the 18th, but we know on yesterday, September 17th, is the day that the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, he had his More Than a Vision experience with him meeting and speaking and getting guidance from the wheel from the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And I bring that up because everything that he got in that vision-like, More Than Vision-like experience is carrying out today as we're watching the news about this whole issue of ISIS and what the news is making and the wars and rumors of wars that are going on. So we want to make sure that we revisit that more than a vision-like experience and hear the words of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and watch what's going on. And you can get the updated version of that from the Time and What Must Be Done at NOI.org. And I do apologize for taking such a long time. Like I said, I'm outside. Step out of a meeting, a planning meeting, just to make sure I did not miss Ask Dr. Ava. And we want to make sure everybody tweet her at Dr. Ava Muhammad to ask your questions and also to learn more about the beautiful book, Naturally Beautiful, that focus on women, but it is for men. So, brothers, it will be advised that you get a copy for yourself as well. And I turn it back over to you, Dr. Ava.
Yes, sir. No, you were not long at all, and I think that it's always a pleasure when we can sit here independently and talk about what matters to us as a community and not be forced to listen to what is a priority with white people, which, of course, right now they are preoccupied with the CIA-manufactured ISIS terroristic group. And, you know, we were having a discussion in the council up here yesterday and talking about the duality that's going on right now, because it just as Al-Qaeda was a manufactured name, and Osama bin Laden decided he liked the name and went ahead and used Al-Qaeda, the base. But it was originally manufactured in America, and so is ISIS.
Right.
And you remember last week I read from the New York Times that from the view of the Iranian government in particular, that ISIS is absolutely made in America. And what you see developing is a propaganda campaign against Muslims in America. Someone said as late as today, we're not worried about ISIS in the Middle East because they can't really do any harm to us. Our concern is the Americans who become sympathetic with these people, actually go to the Middle East, get trained, and then come back to the United States. So our concern is the domestic Muslim. That, of course, is directed the Nation of Islam, without a doubt. And so we have to talk about that today as well.
And I want to just add that one of the things that you said is so powerful and so very much so significant. You know, as I sit around the round table and, you know, the blessing of my training from the Nation of Islam, along with my job. It's good to say that I work in a fair, kind, friendly environment. My boss has been the Savior's Day, and some other people I work with. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. They cut me off because I talked about ISIS, so.
No, but what I was saying is, as I sit around with these leaders, and like I said, I'm blessed to be at a Farrakhan and friendly environment. I can speak, you know, at my particular job, but I noticed, as you said, it's good to be on a airway that's free to speak as we speak. I know we don't necessarily own Blog Talk, and that's why they do what they do, but the economic blueprint that the ministers reintroducing is something that we need to do, because it helps us to be free to say what we want. And we have a Final Call editor in Brother Richard that really speaks highly, and everyone should speak highly of the Final Call newspaper, because it's the unadulterated truth. And we say that because it's not backed by grants. It's not backed by the Ford Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, all these quote-unquote goodwill to people. It's backed by the nickels and dimes from our people and the dollars that they give in support, that we can give you the unadulterated truth, just as this show is. And just as I just want to shout out also WVON, that you actually have Elevated Places on, because they allow that format for you to really give the people what they really need, the real version and the real truth about these manufactured wars, and not just from our voice, but from white scholars and news reporters that are speaking out, because America and the American people are tired of the lies that this government is doing. So we need to just keep pushing our program, get our land, get our resources, so we can have some for our people. And that's what the economic blueprint is for. And what you see those brothers and sisters with those cans, make sure you give a donation so we can help support this truth that Sister Ava is continuously speaking and has spoken. And she does that because she is not held down and tied down by anybody that's paying her, that dictates her grant writing skills to speak what she needs to be, what needs to be spoken.
Appreciate that. And that's a great segue into an acknowledgement of our Minister of Agriculture, our student Minister of Agriculture for the Nation of Islam, Dr. Ridgely Muhammad. And, of course, we want to get an opening statement from him before we move into the program, because we have this whole we have facets of a complete circle, a holistic approach to a new world order, and that involves land acquisition, that involves our youth, that involves the divine law that a nation can rise no higher than its woman, that involves the black man's return to his position as protector and provider, because, again, we've had yet another death in a suburb of St. Louis. But, Brother Dr. Ridgely, of course, I know what's near and dear to your heart is Muhammad's economic blueprint, ending poverty and want, because at the root of that are these words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that Minister Farrakhan keeps in front of us: we must have land.
Well,
so, Dr. Ridgely, assalamu alaikum and welcome.
Walaikum salam, and thank you for having me on. And it's always a pleasure and an honor to be a part of Elevate Places as Dr. Ava. I don't have a long speech this evening. I just want to say that, you know, what we are trying to get our people to do in America underneath the economic blueprint is what every other human species, human group, tribe, even down to the animals, do. That is, they put their resources together. They do for themselves. They defend their territory. Number one, like you mentioned Sunday, in Atlanta, they have a territory. Everybody has a territory, except the so-called American Negro. And we are very much out of line with the universe. And if we continue this, then we become a burden to the universe because we're upholding something that's not natural. So it is our duty and a matter of survival that we not be in the way of God's will, that we separate, that we do for self, that we work together, that we pool our resources. This is something that we must do because it is natural to do, and God came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and instructed us to do that. It is wise that we do that because, as you see, the enemy is after us, and he's like a snake. He's slithering around an excuse. He's slithering around an excuse to take us down. So thank you so much. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, wa alaykum salam. And right, you took us right into this article. You see, if we persist in this unnatural effort, which is completely in opposition to Allah's will, and that is our insistence on assimilating with and trying to integrate with the children of our slave master, then here we go again. Here's today, September the 18th, 2014. And this is so fresh and new. All I can do, brothers and sisters, is give you this short reading from an article because I know no facts so far, except another black man is dead. This is Clayton, Missouri, Associated Press. Officer shot and killed a man after he allegedly pointed a rifle at them in suburban St. Louis, the second fatal police shooting of a black suspect since the August shooting of Michael Brown in Ferguson. Two officers fired a combined 25 shots Wednesday night after a chase in which the 42-year-old man slammed his vehicle into two police cars, then fled on foot into a construction area, St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar said. Officers told Belmar the suspect tried to fire, but his .22 caliber rifle jammed. Belmar declined to name the man pending notification of relatives, but said he has a lengthy criminal record, has spent 8 years in prison on drugs and weapons charges. The officers have been with the department for 4 years. Belmar said the county prosecutor's office will investigate the shootings as it does all officer-involved shootings. Quote, these things happen very quickly and there is not a lot of time to do anything but react on your experience and your training, mm-hmm. Belmar said Thursday. That is mm-hmm. what these officers did. I am very proud of them. Mm. Mm. Like neighboring Ferguson, Jennings is predominantly black, 90% of its residents African American. Police said both officers involved in the shooting were white. Jennings police force disbanded in, now listen at this. Jennings police force disbanded in 2011 following corruption allegations, including misuse of department funds, so the city relies on St. Louis County Police. Darren Wilson, the Ferguson officer, whose August 9th shooting of the unarmed Brown sparked weeks of unrest, was a former Jennings officer. Mm. A state grand jury and the Justice Department are investigating the Ferguson shooting. Officers received a call Wednesday night. That's last night, people, for you all that are just joining us. I am not talking about Michael Brown. I'm talking about a police shooting killing a black man last night outside of St. Louis, Missouri. They received a call from a woman saying a man with a gun knocked on her door. She is an acquaintance of the man's ex-girlfriend who was not in the apartment. The man was gone by the time officers arrived. The woman called again at 10:50 p.m. to say he was back. After officers arrived, Belmar said the suspect, now in a rental car, reached for his rifle from the passenger seat. He then took off and rammed a police car, causing minor injuries to an officer inside. The suspect rammed a second squad car, this one unoccupied. The suspect's vehicle was damaged and could not be driven, so he got out and ran into a construction area, Belmar said. Quote, he turned and pointed the rifle, directly at one of the police officers. Both officers opened fire. That suspect was pronounced dead at the scene. The shooting was not recorded on video, but Belmar released surveillance video from the apartment complex showing the suspect leaving his car with a gun. The other fatal shooting in the area since Brown was killed August 19th when St. Louis City officers fired at a man who moved toward them with a knife, telling them, "Kill me now." So I don't know, people, how many more of these we need. I don't know. This is the same police chief. This is the same St. Louis County. This is the same group of police officers that we are hearing Negro leaders on TV say they need retraining, but their chief says they're very well trained, and he is proud of them for what they did tonight. And so on that note, I want to open up the line so that our special guest, who's really a family member, can join the panel because we got a lot of callers on that want to talk. And we want to talk about what has happened this weekend in Atlanta. And we don't want to ever forget the minister, Minister Louis Farrakhan, is such an extraordinary man. And as you call him, Dr. Ridgely, the next human being, he is in the world and not of it, okay?
That's right.
And he achieves so much that if we are not careful and watchful, we will fail in our duty to remind our people of just what this man has done for us as a people.
That's right.
And so I want to open up the line and say assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Southern Regional Student Captain of the MGT-GCC, headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, Sister LaShonda Muhammad.
Wow, alaikum salam, Sister Minister Ava. Wonderful to hear your voice again.
Oh, listen, that was a whirlwind, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. It was indeed a whirlwind.
That was awesome. And,
yes,
you know,
ma'am,
you can just share with the callers and listeners who are not only on the phone but also logged in to the Internet to hear Elevated Places. As one of the organizers, what took place this weekend and, you know, what brought it about. And, of course,
yes,
we'll see shortly in the discussion of current issues why the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad are really the only means of our salvation.
Yes, ma'am. Wonderful. Well, to all the listeners, we had a wonderful program this past weekend. We were commemorating the 20th anniversary of the historic women's only meeting that took place in 1994. And one of the things that I want everyone to be conscious of is at that time, there were no women only meetings being done in that type of mass numbers. So this was something that was very historic to pull this amount of group of black women together in an environment and to have the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan to give a wonderful lecture of inspiration of how to develop into the woman of God. And so it was really a historic occasion, so much so that it was just so befitting of us to have the 20th anniversary to commemorate that wonderful occasion. And so, I mean, at this time, the best representation that we felt as the organizers of this event was certainly not only you, Sister Minister Ava, who was there in 1994, but to come back and give the crowning address. We felt like it was befitting. Brother Rashad Muhammad, who was the actual lead organizer of this event, wanted to be able to remind the women of the necessity of us coming together to work out our own issues, as well as giving that spiritual guidance to lead us to the next phase of our development, especially as a group of women right now, we're under attack with all of the media perceptions that are out there of what we should be. And so we felt it was necessary to take that time and to come together. And when I say we came together in great and grand fashion, the women thoroughly enjoyed the program. It was wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. It absolutely was. The mosque was filled to capacity, beautiful edifice that the regional headquarters is in, and it was packed, and they have a an overflow room, and that was had people in there. And so both on Saturday and Sunday, and of course Sunday was open to brothers and sisters for our regular mosque meeting, and we just continued in that spirit that was initiated by the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan 20 years ago as he moved forward toward his determination to fulfill the expressed desire of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad to have 1 million people gather, brothers, at the mall. That actually was a conversation that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had with the minister as they watched together in 1963 the March on Washington. And so there's just so much history tied up in what happened this week. And now, you know, as we move toward this final push for freedom, justice, and equality, I just want to remind us that we should do everything we can to support our minister. Every initiative that he puts in front of us is expressly designed on the divine guidance of Allah himself to facilitate in the immediate reality our exodus. You know, this is not a joke. It's not a movie. It's not a play. This is biblical prophecy. This is Quranic prophecy actually coming to pass. And we're all blessed to be alive in this hour. And we just can't thank Allah enough. So I'm going to go to the phones, and our panel is here for you. We have Dr. Rizzi, we have Sister LaShonda, we have Brother Terrence, we have myself. But, you know, I'm really just trying to hold myself together. You know, I'm upset over this shooting because, you know that saying, shocked but not surprised.
Right.
You know, you're not surprised because your intellectual, logical self already told you, and the minister already told us August 17th. That this was going to get worse. But yet on an emotional level, when it happens, it's still shocking because as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us, we can't fathom the depths of Satan and the endlessness of their wickedness and cold-bloodedness just never ceases to shock our sensibilities. And I'll be honest with you all. If what happened is true in the narrative, that it was a young lady who called the police. See, this is what we're saying about separation, people. Okay? I don't expect you or any of us. Sister LaShonda's got a beautiful young daughter. I've got daughters. You know, we don't want and don't ever have any intention to allow anybody to hurt our daughters. But see, we've got to get into self-policing. This is why
That's right.
The Nation of Islam has an FOI and an MGT.
That's right.
We have to
That's
be
right.
able to not call the enemy.
That's right.
I mean, sister, please, you're calling the enemy.
Mm.
Do you honestly think that your best interest
Right.
at the forefront of their mind? Because they would have killed her, too, if she looked cross-eyed at them.
That's right.
And so, to me, it just sends home the message. And Allah is going to let us get chastised like this until we make a move. We don't have to have accomplished it, but we can't sit
That's
down
right.
on his servant and refuse
That's
to
right.
even take a step and not be chastised.
Dr. Ava, before you go on, because I know I may have to drop off, you know, I was trying to figure out where I could plug this in. But, you know, it's interesting for me, and this is just a personal note, that, you know, I've met I think both of you, Sister LaShonda and you, at the same time in 96, you know, and I've been blessed to watch you grow, and not necessarily, well, watch you all as I grow up in the nation and be defenders not only of the woman, but of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. And I think as you go back and talk about the women's only that was done in Atlanta and you being appointed the first woman over a mosque and a region, and then Sister LaShonda is now there, it's a very much significant thing that's going on with the woman when you said that the woman doesn't need to call the police. So, you know, we know that a nation can rise no higher than its woman, so I don't see it as an insignificant event that happened last week, as you say, support the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, because it's always been a black woman that has always supported the black man. And I think as what happened in Atlanta goes across the nation and that woman stands up, then one of the things about the black man is not going to get punked or outdone. So once, you know, the sister starts standing up, the brothers will automatically, and then we'll be forced and obligated to move out and protect her. And that's our training. And I just think that what's going to happen tonight in this discussion is going to start that. And I don't know, it's just, it's something I think is deeper than what we're seeing. And I totally agree that if we just follow the minister, then everything that we need will be given, and everything that our people need will be provided for them if we just follow his instructions.
That's all. That's all that's left for us to do. Well, we've got, I think this is Sister Ula, who is calling in from Cleveland.
Yes, Assalamu
alaikum. Yes, ma'am.
Wa alaikum salam, sister. Oh, thank you. Wa alaikum salam, sister. Thank you very much. I was asked by one of the brothers here in Cleveland that's working for the Board of Elections to mention that we need to sign a petition that they're trying to oust Social Security. And so he's asking all that are listening to please sign the petition to keep them from taking it from the elderly and the disabled and the blind, because Republicans are after it. But my statement was to thank Dr. Wrigley. My staple goods came in. I'm completely off white sugar. I wanted to encourage all the listeners to give Master back his white sugar, his white flour, and anything that goes with it. Those
his
good
white
old Lay's potato chips. Yeah, thank you. His white, the brothers, the white women, the sisters, the white men,
those good old
snacks. Because, sisters, I think if we would be more conscious of giving our children healthy snacks. I always gave my godchildren rice dream ice cream sandwiches and these huge natural cookies when I didn't bake, because I baked all my cookies with honey. And once we get our children acclimated to healthy, happy Muslim life, they won't never want to leave the mosque. But we don't give them all we could to show them and help them to love and enjoy being around the Muslims, you know. There's some place they go,
thank
they hate
you.
To be there because they don't have another life. But once we show them a life that's connected
right.
to Islam, that fun mosque that they attend, then, you know, because if you give them some healthy snacks, some healthy potato chips or some bean chips or something they'll enjoy eating instead of all that Mrs. Freshley's and Miss Debbie and all that other poison, a bag of grapes and some bananas and orange slices and some healthy stuff, raisins.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll even see a change in their behavior. As-salamu alaykum.
Oh, you better believe it. Thank you so much, ma'am. Really,
you're
really
welcome.
Appreciate it. It's a good way to start out, and never forget the we can't even calculate the effect on our children and ourselves and the way we think, you know, of what we are putting in our digestive system as well as how often we're putting it in.
Right. Well, unfortunately, that's all they left us, the freedom to kill ourselves with our mouth. They took everything else away from us.
Well, he said Allah will make you separate. And so we're
that's
pretty
right.
much at rock bottom. We're insane. We're poor. We have no jobs. homes being foreclosed. And I love how I hate it. I hate that the government is cutting our people off, but I'm happy at the same time, because it means that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is divinely guided, and said Allah will make you separate. So we're gonna go back to the phones. We have Brother Sean, who's calling from the 732 area code.
Assalamu alaikum.
Comment. Wa alaikum salam. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Thank you, Sister Ava, and I want to thank everyone on the panel for sharing your kind words. And that was the brother who called a little while ago. I was talking about the issue in Detroit with the water, and you can see they're shutting the water off. But not to digress from that, I wanted to talk about this ISIS thing. Now, they passed $500 million to give some rebels some weapons. But if you look at the word ISIS, Islamic State, that's the first two letters on it. Now, we're talking about separation. We're talking about establishing a state and territory of our own. All I'm going to say is we got to just put the math together, because we already know that all of this stuff that they're passing is for us.
That's right. Wa alaikum salam. And as I said in the outset, brothers and sisters, all of this is turning toward us. So the ultimate war of Armageddon is about to take place, because this, at the end of the day, this is and always has been a war. It's an ideological war. It is a theological war. It's a war against Islam. So they can't openly tell the public the true basis for their fear, which is Islamic law. Okay.
Come on.
That they cannot survive living under the laws of Islam as civilized human beings, because they're not genetically or behaviorally capable of doing it. And so since you're fighting a faith and a way of life, and you're fighting the Lord of the worlds, you can't say that to the people, so you have to manufacture something palpable the people can relate to. So you say it's Al-Qaeda. You say it's Muammar Gaddafi. You say it's Assad. You say it's Iran. You know, it's ISIS. Okay, it's the Taliban. You have to give a target. You have to provide a target. And again, now all of a sudden, our fear is not over there. It's those who leave here and get training from those people. Now, what's going to be said next is black people who become Muslims.
Right.
And now that they are in their newfound religion, they sympathize with those people over there. And so that's the danger. Oh, yet like those black Muslims here in America. See? All right, we're going to go to Sister. Yes, sir. Go right in.
I was just saying that there's a couple of things that you said that I just want to highlight, and that is that they don't want Islam, and they can't live under the rules of Islam, which are freedom, justice, and equality. How can the white world live under justice and equality when, in fact, we know their history is subjugation and stealing? Also, usury, that is, the banking system, would be completely destroyed, because usury is against Islamic law, and this is one of the main Sharia laws that they hate. That is, the whole banking system as set up in the West would be destroyed, and therefore all the rich families who make their money off of blood-sucking the pool of interest on the debt, in terms of interest on the debt of the United States of America, and individuals' credit debt, then they would have to go to work, and they do not intend to go to work, because Yaku promised them that we would work for them, and they got it like that now. They would rather die and take everybody with them than to give up on that promise that they're receiving now. So the Master Farah Muhammad showed up. That was a death knell and actually an act of war because we bring in the truth to defeat the falsehood that this system lives on. It must have falsehood for it to survive.
That's right. That's right. We've got Sister Della calling. Sister LaShawna, she's in the Atlanta area. 770.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Okay, great.
Sister Della, welcome to Elevated Places.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Okay, yes. I met you on Saturday, and it was a pleasure, and I had so much I wanted to say. It was an honor to meet you because I've always wanted to meet you and Minister Farrakhan, and I got my dream, and then when I met you, I kind of froze, and I did leave you with a message. I have a gift, actually like an idea, that I would like to add to the nation and just to help out with some things, have some strong ideas that I wanted to share with you. But upon wanting to meet with you, was a lot going on. There was sisters going back there, and I just didn't get the chance. But I did get my dream to meet you, so the next step is I got to meet you again so we can talk.
Yes, ma'am. Well, with your permission, Kim, I'm going to share your phone number with Sister Student Captain LaShawna after this radio show is over so we can maintain contact until I come back down there.
That's
okay, because
right.
I'm under the eye, so to speak. There's a lot where, like you said, we made a statement and your phone shut off for a while. That's the type of stuff I deal with, keys being hit and phones. I'm under the eye in a big way because I'm glowing, if you get my drift.
Well, we understand because we live like that in the nation, so we understand entirely.
Yeah.
Yes,
you remember
and
me?
Thank you so much.
Do you remember me?
I do not. I do not. I met
with
so
the green,
many people.
I have the green in my braids.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
That
yes,
was me.
Ma'am.
Yeah, that
okay.
was me. And I appreciate you coming to see us here. I'm actually from Los Angeles, and I've been here nine years.
Okay.
And it was a pleasure to meet you, and your speech was outstanding. I really enjoyed myself. I came on Sunday as well.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Well, welcome, and we appreciate you coming out. So I look forward to talking with you again soon.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you. Wa alaikum salam.
Salam.
All right, we're going to go. We've got Brother Bilal from the 412 area code, and he has a comment. Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to Elevated Places, sir.
Wa alaikum salam, family. I just want to thank y'all for this show, speaking about the FOI and the MDT calling police on one another. And that's just showing the devil that we're not together as a people, that we're still relying on them. We are supposed to be a sovereign nation within a nation. So how are you going to keep calling your former masters for help?
Exactly.
You know, the FOI is the police of the Nation of Islam. The regional captains are, you know, the law, you know, judges of their region. So why call the devil when you got the FOI?
That's right.
I'm not understanding this shit because I'm hearing brothers getting restraining orders on them from their wives, but yet you got the FOI, you got the minister, you got the laborers you can go to, but yet you choose to go to the white man. So who are we really serving, the Nation of Islam or the slave masters? We got to question and ask ourselves that.
Well, you know, Brother Bilal, you're raising an excellent concern, excellent point. Because it goes to a deep concern, and Sister LaShawna, we'd love to hear you weigh in on this too. But you know, again, this is why it is so critical that we start at least the process of forming these self-contained communities where people think alike. So you got to remember too that we're still scattered about, and.
That's right.
As long as we live with and among white people, though our intentions may be the best, and we're coming to the mosque and we're doing the best to practice Islam, but the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the white man is the god of this world, okay?
That's right.
And so there's a tendency, you know, to kind of follow habit. You know, we're so emotionally and culturally attached to these people. It's one thing to say what we should do, but I think we need to start really in every, at least our major cities, start sitting down and talking about, look, let's identify some areas and let's populate those areas, because it's knowing that you have that backup as a reality and that it's right there, the proximity, all of those things play into a moment where a person goes and dials a 911, because that's the culture of America.
That's right. I can only bear witness. That's the truth, Minister Ave. You got it?
Yeah.
I say either you control the community that you're in or you move to a community that you can control. You cannot
right.
continue to live amongst savages and think that you're okay.
That's right. Because, see,
right.
it's not just the white man. It's he just said it, you know, savagery. You know,
right.
our people, and this is why the minister's working so hard on that and why he talks with the youth directly and embraces our young people. See, because we give them a door into our sanctuary. You know, we don't carry weapons. We don't possess weapons in the nation. If this brother's going up to somebody's door, if this is true, that he had a gun, see, now they want to wave that in our face. Oh, he had a gun. He had a gun.
Right.
And see, this
right.
is the friend or whoever this woman was, she knows the ex-girlfriend, okay? I don't know if he was looking for her. None of us know the full truth. But there is a way of, there's a lifestyle that Islam imposes upon us.
That's right.
You know, and it goes a long way toward blocking all this stuff off.
That's right.
And that's why the re-education and the transformation of us as a people is so necessary before we're able to look at these kinds of other solutions. As a brother mentioned, we have to focus first on the re-education and the retraining of the black man and woman so that we can eventually be able to, as you said, have our own society where these types of things will not be as it is currently in our current situation.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. There's absolutely a moral standard. There's a commitment. And, you know, we're telling people join on to your own kind. You know, the laws of Islam are not unnatural to us. They're very deeply embedded in our very nature, but we've just been disconnected from it for so
right.
long that, as you're saying, Sister LaShonda, re-educate. It's not about police need retraining. We need retraining.
Come on. That's right.
See, and part of our retraining and reorientation is stop being the only group of people or any living creatures, because you can't even find insect or sea life that tries to live with other creatures. We're the only ones.
That's right.
We're the only living creature on the planet that is trying to be other than ourselves.
That's
but
right.
we have, as Brother Bilal has pointed out, we just have no business calling the enemy. But that's a
that's
mindset
right.
of a slave
that right.
that has to be broken, you see. So we're going to go to the, this looks like San Francisco. 41, I think that's, I got to stop guessing the area codes. Let the caller tell me. But 415, welcome to Elevated Places. You are live. 415, you are live. All right, they may have it on mute. We'll come back to 405. And we're going to go to Washington, D.C., to the 202. Let me try to get that mic going. We have Sister
Joella.
Welcome to Elevated Places, Sister Joella out of Washington, D.C.
Praises due to Allah, Sister Ava. How are you this evening?
Wonderful. Thank you, ma'am. Oh, her mic went out.
Yes.
Let's see.
Sister,
okay, I'm sorry. Sister Joella, your mic went out. Can you start again, please?
Yes, ma'am. Assalamu alaikum to you and Dr. Ridgely, Brother Terrence, and Sister Regional Captain from Atlanta. I can't remember her name. But
Sister LaShonda. Yes, ma'am.
Praise be to Allah. And it is so beautiful what you're saying and so true in terms of how we are the only group of people who race who want to be with others, because just like we're seeing on the TV where even the Scottish people want to separate from England. And
that's
I'm
right.
saying, you know, why are we still here after hearing day after day about our brothers and some sisters getting shot down and still not being able to think in terms of going on our own? So would you please, ma'am, address that? I know we have so much on the plate, but again, we have to keep saying separation, separation to our people. So, assalamu alaikum, and praise be to Allah for this show. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. Wa alaikum salam. And yes, ma'am, I'm glad you reminded me. I was talking to my husband earlier about that. I said, we've got to start really campaigning in terms of making our people understand separation, because it's been misrepresented to them. And I was so happy with regard to the move that Scotland has made. And I told my husband, I said, well, I don't know much about the UK history in that regard, but I watched Braveheart like everybody else in the 90s and William Wallace. And I said, well, I thought they broke away from them then. But I guess they did, and then they came back at some point in history under the auspices of the United Kingdom, which is similar to the United States, where white people tend to coalesce around white supremacy.
Right.
That's really what they do. Outside of that, they find themselves in conflict and killing each other, but they do have that common loyalty to white supremacy. But Scotland has said they've had enough. They want independence, and they're voting, and it looks as though and the other thing that I think is very interesting is that they allowed their young people to vote. I think 16-year-olds are voting in Scotland. Because they said, you know, this is your future.
Right.
And you have a right to have a say, because what we are seeking to do in making this break, this is serious. You know, we're going for self. And so along with rights come responsibilities. And there are going to be things that we depended upon the crown and all that for that we're going to have to get ourselves now. So we wanted you to vote. And from what I understand, it's overwhelmingly the desire of the citizens. And so I think those kinds of narratives have to be continually put in front of black people so that they see that this is the nature of things. We're in the fullness of time, and so everybody and everything is seeking freedom, justice, and equality. Everybody wants their own relationship with the Creator.
Okay, Minister Ava, you know,
yes,
I enjoy your nature shows with the jaguar and the snake and the lion and the crocodile.
Mm.
However, there's another type of show that we need to study, and that is to study what happens when a wild animal's parents die and they take a young infant who has no one to feed it and to take care of it, and they take it into their homes and they feed it and take care of it, and they find one of the most difficult things to do after that is to return that animal to the wild. Once a wild animal has been domesticated and has gotten used to being taken care of, food, clothing, and shelter and protection, to put it, it doesn't want to go back to the wild and does not have the skills to go back to the wild. And so we as a people have been domesticated. We have been domesticated, and we depend on our open enemy for food, clothing, and shelter, for food in particular. And the idea of pulling away from our master is heart-wrenching. It goes right down to our gut, where we feel fear at. So this is why we work so hard here at Muhammad Farms, just to show people that if we broke away from the enemy, the sun would still shine, the sky would still rain, and the earth would still produce produce by which we can sustain ourselves. So we don't need the white man to live on God's planet. This is why we work so hard here, so black folks will stop being afraid of pulling away from the evil shepherd or the evil slave master because they're worried about starving. You won't starve.
Yeah, you're exactly right.
So,
yeah, and this only happened in the last 50 years with integration. We knew all the way into the 70s we were self-sufficient. Integration that disconnected us from that reality of doing for self. And you're exactly right. All right, we're going to go to, believe it or not, we've got about 26 minutes left. This time goes by really quick. And we're going to Brother Sydney, 770, who has a comment and a question. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. I'll praise you to Allah. It's good to see y'all. I mean, hear from y'all, brother. It's been a while. But anyway, I was I'm in Atlanta right now, and I was at the park. I go there to play chess sometimes. And my problem is with some of our brothers that they're always talking about what the minister, Honorable Minister Farrakhan, not doing, and he's not doing enough and this and that and the other. And I tell them, what are you doing for yourself? You know, they don't have nothing to show for life or nothing, but they're always running their mouth. And I got down on him about that, and I told him, you need to start your own. If you so smart about what you know in your head, since you've been reading all these books, why don't you start your organization? Start trying to do something for your people if you feel that way about Ms. Farrakhan ain't doing that much. And so these kind of Negroes is very dangerous to me and to our, you know, freedom, justice, and equality. It's not so much about the white man when it comes to these type of Negroes, so-called Negroes.
Right.
Because the same type of a woman stabbed Martin Luther King because of misunderstanding about his own ideas about freedom, justice, and equality, trying to mingle with whites. Even he was wrong in a lot of ways, but yet he tried from his heart. And the same thing going back to Nat Turner. There's always somebody in the group that's always want to defuse our freedom, justice, and equality. Like they rather see somebody else's child, the Caucasian child, and everybody else's child making their life at their own. So they want to throw their own children in the fire, so to speak. You know, to make that change that for them, not for us. What do you think about that?
Well, I would just say this from my little piece. You know, as you're talking, brother, I'm thinking about Master Farid Muhammad stating to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that he never intended, planned, or expected a mass movement of black people to come into the ranks of the Nation of Islam, primarily because of the unwillingness to submit to the discipline that is required.
Right.
He knew that there would only be a few, and that's all he needed was a few.
That's right.
Who will be willing to be the model. And that's where we are right now. See, we're at the point now, in my humble opinion, I think that we have exhausted all of those who can capture the vision okay? You can't make this teaching any more plain and clear and beautiful and appealing than
right.
Minister Farrakhan has made it.
That's right.
But the 85%, the majority of our people, are going to have to be shown. See, and this is why they sit in the park and say, what has he done? They can't comprehend this thing in their mind. They're going to actually have to see it in reality. And it will have to actually become the dominant force in their environment, and then they will bow to it, just like they're bowing to the white man
right.
now.
Right.
Right. You know, they're not bowing to him because he's righteous. They're bowing to him because he has the power.
Right.
And if we have the power, then we need to display the power. Because if the minister could singularly do what he's doing, then you take all of us, if we come together, if we all just do a fraction of what he's doing, but we do it together, following his path, we will show the brothers in the park in a twinkling of an eye what Farrakhan is doing. And that's
you
what
know,
time it is. And that'll
like
be the end of that conversation.
I'd like to add to that, Lame Islam, I'd like to add to that that, you know, I feel sometimes that those of us in the Nation of Islam feel that we can't move until we get all of our people to move.
Yeah.
You know, the dead don't move. It's the living that has to move and show the way. That means that we have to take the people who are ready, and let's do something with the people who are ready,
that's
and
right.
the people who aren't ready will follow later. But it seems
exactly.
that we're waiting to get the people who are awake to become awake before we move
right.
out.
Right.
I guarantee you, if we develop a community and begin to live amongst ourselves, they will say, oh, what is y'all, you moves me. Y'all too good for us. Oh, we can't come to your store. Oh, we can't. You see, that's how they would be, okay? Mm-hmm. But we have to be that first so they will follow. How can they find out who the leaders are unless the leaders move forward?
That's right.
We are in a particular position. We have an opportunity, those of us who heard the teachings and have woke up. We have the opportunity to be the leaders for our people by acting like we are awake and moving out and let them follow our example. So let's work together as a group, the Muslims I'm talking about. Let's find ways to work together on different projects so that the people can see that we are actually together and they want to be a part of that which is together and not just talking together, but is together. Thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. All right, we've got...
Yes.
Dr. Salam. Dr. Salam, welcome to
yes,
Elevated Places.
Yes, Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum Salam.
Assalamu
alaikum. Out of Memphis.
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Well, where's the flight lieutenant? Did he leave?
He was
flying
here.
Around the White House. He's flying around the White House.
Oh, my goodness.
Brother
oh.
Terrence, are you there?
I knew it. I can tell when he's gone because the wind, a strong wind follows that.
Well,
Dr.
He's
Risley,
been in and out of meetings. He can probably hear us, though.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Risley, again, for the second week, you just took my thunder. You said it right. Collectively, a whole nation of people is not going to head in one direction
That's
at
right.
the same time. There has to be leaders and there has to be followers. And a good man will be followed by people who see the value in that man. That's why the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan is protected the way he is and doing the work he's doing at 81 years old. People don't realize the depth of that.
That's right.
Most preachers retire in their late 60s.
Mm.
This man gave a year-long sermon and never repeated the exact thing in the whole year.
Right.
But I just got yeah, I just got one thing. Yes, I bear witness. I just got one thing to really say here, and this is not very powerful, but it's something to recognize.
if you notice, President Barack Obama is not saying ISIS.
He's saying
ISIL.
Right.
And I talked about this to some scholars who are definitely above me. ISIL represents island, and the way he's saying it and the direction he's saying it is Patmos. Now, he could be dropping a bomb that he don't even recognize that he's saying, because ISIL actually means the island of Patmos, and that can be verified. So that may be why they, man, he don't even know what he's dropping. He's not saying ISIS, and he never has. But as far as Missouri, that's Clayton, Missouri. That's a little upscale community in Clayton where the elite live, and they don't even want you driving through there. That's my second home, St. Louis, Missouri, and I can bear witness to that. But those are my comments. I want to and Sister LaShonda, is she still there?
Yes, she is.
I am still here.
Oh, dear sister, that's some awesome work you're doing, Sister Van Gogh.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. We love you. I'm going to hang up and hear some more of this power.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, family.
Well, you brought more power. And
right.
Dr. Slum is exactly right. I had not looked into it, and I'm glad he did for us, because I did make a mental note, and then I forgot, that the president keeps saying ISIL, and there's criticism, naturally, from the Republicans. They keep saying he's in. Why does he keep saying ISIL when it's ISIS? So there's something to that, and Dr. Salam brought was very potent.
You know, I've seen it in the news, spelled two different ways, one ISIS and one ISIL. One of them is taking it from an English translation of what supposedly the acronyms are, and the others from in Arabic, but needless to say, they are playing games with words the same way they do with 911, Islamic State, Nation of Islam.
Right.
They want these things to resonate. So
that's right.
When they make their move, people will say, "Oh, it's them people."
Exactly.
But you know,
that's them. Right.
That's them. But you know, a sister today came up to me and asked me, "Did I have a final call?" I wasn't even dressed like a Muslim. I was at the post office. And for Dawson, Georgia, for somebody to come up to you and ask you, do you have a final call, that lets me that all hell's about to break loose in America.
Well, let me tell you,
that black people are waking up.
People want it. The people
That's
want
right.
this. And somebody called earlier, it's the leadership. It's the Negro self-appointed
right.
leadership that is the problem, as it always
That's
was.
Right.
And we got to push them aside by building. We got to campaign for the economic
right.
blueprint. We have to campaign for separation.
That's
and
right.
and get our people focused on. And you know, I was talking to a sister earlier today, Sister LaShonda, about movies. You know, we
mm-hmm.
have filmmakers in the nation.
That's
and,
right.
And they just need financing. You know,
right.
and we need to put up on the, can you imagine the 80-foot screen and the narrative of deportation of Moon?
Wow.
You know, to
Powerful.
See the gathering of these black gods and this
Powerful.
One who is in opposition and rebellion and the
right.
story of the self-creation, if our young people can see their true origin,
right.
That's all that is needed.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We have many visual learners.
And the minister is bringing that about, but we need to help.
That's right. We do. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of our people are visual learners, and this is why the media is
That's
so impactful in our lives, because when you get a chance to actually see something in a big screen and you're able to see the broadness of it, it changes your perspective. And so this is why we have to counteract what is already out there by, like you said, putting up our true history, putting up the truth
right.
to counteract that falsehood. That's powerful. We have to get some financing for some of these brilliant minds who that's all they need to just absolutely blow up.
That's all they need. And see, with the,
mm-hmm.
the technology is available now for the effects, but that's it. The visual learning is not being
mm-hmm.
met. Right. Lecturing, actually, is, by all studies, all accounts, the most ineffective way to teach people is to lecture them.
Wow.
And like I always say, the reason the minister is so effective is he's not lecturing. He's engaging in an energy exchange with
right.
the
That's
people.
Right. That's
but
right.
just to stand and drone, you know, with the words and just throw
That's
words
true.
At people, it's just not going to get it. But
That's right.
music, and he's working. That's why he's working with the rappers and the hip-hop artists.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
right.
why he said, you know, one rapper,
yep.
you know, is worth, what, 10,000 lectures or something
yeah.
like that? I forget.
Right.
But,
close enough.
You know, when they just take a little quip, a sliver from the teachings and throw it in one of their raps, the impact is
right.
immeasurable.
It
right.
is.
And I was just thinking about how we support the film industry. We are its biggest consumer.
Yes,
and the movie that just came out with the brother Idris Elba and the sister Tajari on the,
yes.
the Good Deed, No Good Deed.
No, right, No
yeah,
Good
that
Deed.
Was No Good Deeds, right. That was number one at the box office.
That's right.
And I just know that if we put that Deportation of Moon up there and tell that narrative, especially at a time when the white Western scientists are bowing to the history that,
that
yes,
right.
in fact, number one, the moon was, it took them all these years
that's right.
of what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad told them straight. He said, look, I got it from God. I don't have to do all that research. God
yes,
told me
did.
In my
right.
face. Okay?
That's right.
This
right.
is how it went down. And now they're all bearing witness. That,
mm-hmm.
oh
that's
my
right.
God, yes, the, our moon was part of the earth, you know.
That's right.
And and now they're following that with not only was it once part of the earth, it didn't just go out there on a rainy day.
Come on,
you know,
come
there,
on.
There was a catastrophic explosion. And
that's
now
right.
in 2014, now they're saying it could have been somebody did this.
That's right.
Nuclear explosion.
Isn't that something?
You know, a couple of years ago, you know, they bear witness to the white man was made 6,600 years ago. Blue eyes came in 6,000 years ago from their own DNA research. So they'll bear witness to all the crazy parts of the teachings.
That's
all
right.
the parts that they said that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was crazy and we Muslims
That's right.
were ignorant because we believe this type of mythology. Well, this mythology is proven to be the 100% absolute
That's
truth
right.
according to
That's
your white masters.
Exactly. Exactly.
Now
right.
Yeah, my husband and I were talking about that today. We've gone from this. You know, like they said in The Godfather about Hyman Roth, he played this one beautifully. I mean, you got to give them their props. It was a long ride to us. I mean, on God's calendar, it was nothing. 6,000 years is nothing.
That's right.
But it seemed interminable to us. But, you know, to make a condition of albinism a standard of beauty, think about that.
Come
this
on.
Is an illness that they have.
Right.
No melanin. Okay.
Come on.
You know, that blonde hair, you know, no pigmentation. That's what that is. That's
Come on.
That is a problem. Okay.
Yes.
And they were able to make this for a few centuries. They were able to make this a standard of beauty.
Yep.
To the point where some of our poor sisters, and this is why we have a Muslim girls training in general civilization class, why it's so essential to restore the black woman to knowledge of who she really is, because she is the standard of beauty. And you're following a woman who is doing everything in her power to look like you. She's
That's
in
right.
tanning bed. She's getting lip injections, wearing fake behinds, trying to change her voice. She's doing everything she can to be us. But as you all are saying, everything the Honorable Elijah Muhammad taught and the minister, and have they've suffered mockery
right.
and
right.
Defamation and slander.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
That's right.
You know, the minister's willingness to stand up to the Jews when it's right there in the Bible.
Right there.
Jesus and the Jews. You know, not once or twice having an encounter,
mm-hmm.
but throughout his ministry.
Throughout. That's right.
They were following him around, stalking him, slandering him, going at all the way up to pushing for the crucifixion. They're right there. And these Negro preachers won't even talk about it.
Wow. Mm.
But it's right there in the book. It's right there in the book. So all that to say, we need this economic program to get off the ground, brothers and sisters, not only because we need land, we need to grow our own food, we need to manufacture clothing,
yes.
but we need to support an up-and-coming group of artists, scholars,
right.
scientists. We need whole new libraries with new writings.
Come on.
You know, new viewpoints on subject matter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, astronomy, as he said, being taught from preschool all the way through university level. He said we should have astronomy throughout. Why?
That's
because
right.
we're God of the universe. How can you
right.
be God of a universe and you know nothing about the universe?
Come on now. Teach.
Come on.
So we got to know about Neptune and
yes.
and Saturn and the Milky Way, what they call the Milky Way galaxy.
Mm.
Okay, we got to know this because we run this. They
That's
teach
right.
their children, okay, you own this building, that building. We own this land over here. Well, we own the whole solar system.
Come on now. That's right.
Right.
You know, so when you tell a child that, they're not going to bust a cap in somebody over a sidewalk.
That's well, right.
If they really know who they are. So we're down, oh my God, we're down to 8 minutes. We got we're going to try to get a couple more calls in. We have Brother Keith 8X out of the 424 area code. Assalamu alaikum, sir. Welcome to Elevated Places.
Alaikum salam, ma'am. And salam alaikum to Dr. Ridley and your sister captain there.
Wa alaikum salam.
I just wanted to say to Dr. Ridley that I received my beans. I was only able to get 100 pounds. And I've been eating Navy white beans since 1980. And I can tell you, that
Come
is the sweetest bean and the easiest cooked bean that I've ever had since 1980. Keep up the good
wow.
work, Doc.
Well, thank you. All praises
to
the Lord. Nothing like the voice of a satisfied customer because it is not easy
right.
what we do.
That's
but
right.
all praises to the Lord.
Oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Well, I will be in touch with you because I was blessed at the Holy Day of Atonement last year in Tuskegee to spot a brother that was selling some little $1 bean pies, and so no one in Los Angeles sell those pies, so I started a bakery, and I started baking those pies.
I love it.
And so I'm going to be needing to hook up with you and get some flour and other staple goods from you. On a large
Praise
level.
Me. Praise be to God. Okay, brother. Thank you.
Awesome.
Looking forward to doing business with you.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Yes,
sir. That is phenomenal. Islam. That is phenomenal.
That really is.
And my mind is so far gone on this now. I'm still back on this movie. Now I'm seeing the concession area.
Come on now. Let's keep that vision going.
Okay. With all these healthy... Healthy,
delicious
food. Well,
you know, if we put our story up on the screen in 12 sections, I mean, it's got to be like, I mean, look at the history we got. We got way back to the creation, then the making of the moon, then our father Shabazz going out into the jungle to take over the jungle, and then the real exodus and all this type of stuff that we got to fix it and bring it up to date. I mean, it's a hell of a story. And then right now, this movie that we're in right now and watching the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan back down the beast, back and back up like that lion did that crocodile, this is a hell of a movie. Oh,
that's
praise
right.
to do to Allah. Glad to look at it.
And we got to show the mother playing, and instead of having something crazy getting off the plane,
right?
You know, let them know so that, because see, the white man is setting everybody up so that they'll run, because they think some green creature is on
right.
it. When it's black people, you know, it's black people.
That's right.
On that man-made planet, you know, bringing a healing for us if we submit.
That's
you know, so there is so much. I mean, How to Eat to Live, television programs.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
on cooking and fashion magazines. Like,
That's right.
Just goes on and on and
on.
It
goes on and
on. Time.
That's right.
You know, and we got to stop teaching our children to try to find a way to work for white people when our parents
That's
died
right.
to get out from under them.
Absolutely.
Come on.
That's critical.
And I got to say this because we're almost done. I can't forget this. Have you all noticed, now you know in the wake of the Ray Rice case, now every day a brother is being suspended.
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Now, we don't want to talk about, like my husband said, my husband called VON up here yesterday about the white football player from Pittsburgh a few years ago who, listen to me good, raped a woman.
R-A-P-E-D.
Right. Raped a woman and mm-hmm. never did stop playing, still playing right
That's
now.
Right. Absolutely.
But now we're moving into disciplining children and child
right.
abuse.
Right.
And certainly, you know, I'm not in favor of physical abuse on any level. As a community, we cannot tolerate violence leveled at each other on any
That's
level
right.
in any way, shape, or form. But I just want to look at the hypocrisy of a
yes.
devil. Okay.
Call it out.
Because,
call it out.
Because I'm looking at these white women on this Dr. Drew the other night who are so appalled about a child and the trauma, the lifelong permanent brain damage to a child who gets a whipping with a switch.
I know where
you're
going.
Oh,
on.
My God. And I, okay, hey, we are so glad that you all see the light.
That's right.
Come on.
Okay,
so
I think we need to start gathering all of these people on television running their mouths.
Yeah.
About, because what you did, and then let's get some clips
Come on.
From Django,
Come on.
From 12 Years a Slave, from the
Slave,
butler,
that's
from
right.
Gone with the
Come
Wind,
on.
The Help, and then
that's
get right
on.
Off the news of what you and your parents have
yes.
put upon us. Are you serious?
Are you serious?
You burned our skin off of us,
yes.
bastard.
Come on.
That's right.
You know,
That's
so
right.
what punishment?
Come on,
Come on.
And you didn't do this in the heat of a moment.
Mm. Come on.
You've done this relentlessly
Calculate.
For four and a half centuries.
That's right.
Come on.
All the way up to shooting 25 times at this brother last night.
Ooh, my God.
So I am so happy that they're scientists.
Yes.
We can now call them to the stand.
Come on.
In the reparations lawsuit.
Right.
Come on.
You know, because whatever we're doing that's out of order, we learned it from you.
Come
please.
On, we learned
people.
It from the best.
We learned it from you.
We learned
please,
it.
Please.
So, brothers and sisters, this brings us to the end. Anyone that we did not reach tonight, Sister Della, I have your phone number. I wrote it down. I see the note here on the screen. But I want
to
thank all of you. Sister Captain LaShonda, thank you for taking time off your busy schedule to join us. Yes, thank you. Dr. Risley, Brother Terrence, Sister Rona, Sister LaDonna, the Elevated Places WVON team, Brother Shad, Brother Tim, Sister Valerie, Brother Darius, Brother Malcolm down at WVON, and the listeners and callers and the soldiers who are ready for a new world. Thank you all, and may Allah bless us with love and the light of understanding. Oh, go to avamuhammad.net for Naturally Beautiful. Love you all, and we'll see you next week. Assalamu alaikum.